What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, yo, yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. Today is a special episode because we have a very special announcement. ACT Dental has merged with SmileSource, and we couldn't be more excited about it. So today, I have Dr. Barrett Straub and Dr. Jeff Osborne on to discuss the why and what's ahead. So please listen up. I hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. You know the jam around here. My job is to bring the greatest thinkers, teachers, leaders in all of dentistry back to the podcast to help you think better. We got a special announcement. There's something cool going on in the community today, and it's growing. And we want to make you aware of what's happening. So I've got our CEO, Dr. Barrett Straub, and Dr. Jeff Osborne, who's going to lead the charge here with us to share that news. So Barrett, why don't you tell us what's happening in this great community?
Yeah, we're super excited and thrilled to announce that, and many of you maybe already know, but we're going to do it on the podcast today, that ACT Dental and SmileSource have merged. And we are now one company, one unit, one team, all working towards elevating private practice, protecting independent dental practice. And we're really excited about, you know, where this future is going to go. So those of you that have been listening to this podcast know Kirk, president, founder of ACT Dental, 30 years. And ACT Dental has become what I think, and of course I'm biased, but the number one authority in terms of coaching of how to set up your practice business-wise to succeed as a private practice, how to think smarter, how to get your team aligned, how to think smarter, and how to create a healthy culture. And we've been doing great things, and we're passionate about where we're going. We have this opportunity to join forces with SmileSource. Those of you in the ACT community that don't know what SmileSource is, I'm going to have my friend Jeff Osborne. And Jeff is the chief dental officer at SmileSource. And once you hear what SmileSource is about, you're going to say, this makes sense. These two groups naturally fit together. So Jeff, why don't you kind of introduce yourself and just give us a very high level description of who SmileSource is and a brief, you know, brief history of what we do now at SmileSource.
All right. Perfect. Thank you, Kirk and Barrett, both of you. Thank you for letting me join you this morning. So a little bit of background about myself. So practicing 36 years. God, it's been 36 long years. I can't believe it's been 36 years when you think about it. Have four practices in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Went to school down in Houston, migrated up north a little bit a few years back. And you know, I've got a background in a lot of things, regulatory, worked with some insurance companies, did a lot of work in the state area in public health. And then obviously in the private practice area as well. Many years ago, and I'm going to say 2010, if I was to give you if my memory serves me correct, I think it was 2010. I get this informational piece in the mail that says, hey, we're looking at forming this group called SmileSource. Well, nobody knew what SmileSource was. And we've done this in the vision world. And so now we're taking that model and we want to translate it to the dental world, because those of us who are a little bit older will remember going to the local mom and pop pharmacy. We remember going to the local mom and pop eye care, those don't exist. And dentistry was beginning to go down that same road. And so I got this informational piece and flew out to Orlando, met with a bunch of thinkers from Vision Source, which was the small source of vision. That's where it all started. And started to talk to them about how they had grown this really good organization, you know, ground up, organic organization of independent optometrists. And so we started looking at it. It was an actual leap of faith, because we had nothing. We had a piece of paper. We were like Southwest Airlines. It was all on the back of a napkin. We really didn't know what we were going to do. And so we had this first meeting, and there was maybe 20 of us in a room trying to figure it out. And I remember a friend of mine that I went to college with, a fabulous optometrist in East Texas, past president of the American Academy of Optometry, very well known in his industry, Dr. Jeff Jones. And Jeff and I had gone to college together. He, by chance, happened to know the founder of Vision Source. So after having this meeting, I called up Jeff and I said, "Hey, Jeff, I know you're a member of Vision Source, and they're looking at doing the same thing in dentistry. What do you," and that's about as far as I got. And he said, "Do it. Just do it. It will change the trajectory of your practice." And from that, I did it. I just said, "Here's my leap of faith," and we took off. So here we are now 15 years later. We are now a community approaching 800 doors, offices, probably representing close to 1,000 or so independent, like-minded dentists, creating a community that we raise each other up. We are not competition. We are community. And we're independent. My greatest asset, any of us greatest asset as a provider of dental services, is ourself. And we need to invest in ourself, not sell ourselves out. And so from that, Small Source has grown to where we are today. We have doctors all over the country. I have friends all over the country. I have colleagues all over the country. I have referred patients to doctors on the East Coast, in Denver, to Atlanta. I've had people from California refer patients to me. I mean, this is more than just a membership, a gym membership. This, like I said, this is the community for independent doctors.
Yeah, I love it, Jeff. And let's also explain, you know, one of the beauties with Smile Source is the community and the business structure under that community. And that's really the sticky part, the good part. And under that is also a group purchasing organization where the power of, you know, the purchasing power of this community, the members have discounts and rebates and able to lower their overhead and have some of the purchasing power that our competitors in the DSO world have. And that's part of it. Now, SmileSource often says, come for the savings, stay for the community. And that's, you know, what Jeff was alluding to, that this community is strong, this community is passionate and dedicated to helping one another support private practice. And that, I think, was what really attracted my and Kirk's interest in this opportunity when we were presented with it. Kirk, I would love, as the founder of ACT, this is your baby. Like, this thing has grown, it's become special. And I imagine there are some people that have heard of this and says, "Wow, I'm surprised. Why would Kirk and Barrett do that?" And I want you to elaborate and speak from the heart on what ACT has meant to you and why we chose to do this.
Yeah, well, I'll start with this. Like, my faith is really important to me, and Barrett, you know this, for years I'm like, this is a God thing. Like, there's no way we could have arranged it. So I'll just say that. And as we were building our community, I have always been extremely passionate about number one dentistry, and then owning your own business. And as we've grown this community, we've become very passionate. We've been locked in. You know, Barrett's our CEO. He's taken this idea that I had and made it a very strong, healthy, profitable company with, you know, a really good, comfortable, not so much comfortable, but predictable pace. You know, it's been really, really fun to do this. And as we've helped dentists from all over the country, it's amazing to watch them come in here and they're scared. They're a little nervous. They're young. And I'll just share one of my favorite stories of all time. We have a young female dentist in our community. And she said, when I walked into this room the first time, I didn't know if I wanted to own my own practice. I didn't know if I wanted to do this. And just recently she said, you know what? You didn't know this, but that's how I felt. But now I know I can own a practice. I know I can do this. And that's my favorite thing. I always wanted to be a school teacher, but to watch a 35-year-old young female dentist say, I can own a practice in this great country, in this great industry. I'm going to employ people. I'm going to do this the right way. I am going to do it my way. That's the freedom it speaks to. Now, I'll speak to one more thing, and then I'm going to add SmileSource here in a second. I love this industry so much. I'm going to fight until my dying day for the independent practice owner. But it's bigger than that for me. I think this country is amazing, and I think this country needs leaders. Yes, this country has challenges with healthcare and economy and all those things, but what this country really needs is entrepreneurs, and there's no better way to do that than, and that's my opinion, than owning a dental practice, hiring people, creating an economy, you know, and you have your opportunity not only to do your part, but to call your own shots and do it your way. So as you can imagine, we've been super passionate about this. And with passion comes a little ego. So like when we were approached with this whole, I'm like, I've heard of SmileSource, but like there's no way they could be as passionate. Like I'm almost rabid around. And as I got to know these guys, I'm like, wow, they could be more passionate than us. Like, and so for me, it was crazy exciting. Better Practice, Better Life now takes on like a cool community. And I don't say this lightly, but like-minded, I always think there's a little BS with that. Not here. These people are as passionate about the same cause. And I think this is an incredible opportunity. One more thing I want to say. People say private practice is dead. That is absolutely not true. That is absolutely not true. It is thriving. And if you look at the data and you watch what's going on, people now more than ever are making it happen. So,
amen.
Yeah. True. So like, I got to be careful because I could monopolize this conversation and talk without breathing for 30 minutes because that's how much I love this. But I want you guys to chime in on your thoughts.
Yeah. We have a few more minutes here and I want to cover a couple things. And then Jeff, I'm going to hand it to you to layer on from the SmileSource perspective. So some people say, why? Why do this? Why do we feel like together we're stronger? And what is the why behind this? And I think the why underlying is, you know, we say better practice, better life. We firmly believe in that. So the why is that the only reason to have a great dental practice, in our opinion, is that it results in you living a great life. And we see all the time through coaching and helping private practice that when we're chasing this dental life and it's at the expense of our real life, both are bad. But when we can align them and when we know that there's balance between finding the right dental practice model that allows you to live a great life, both are amazing. And the ultimate why is what Kirk said. We believe the gold standard in clinical dental care is private practice going forward. We think there's inherent benefits to private practice. We think there's inherent benefits to an independent dental practice, not only for the life satisfaction of the dentist and his or her team, but for the patients. We believe the best care is delivered in that model. And the ultimate why is we're here to protect it and save it, you know, and circling back to what Jeff talked about in other healthcare industries, we're going to make sure it doesn't go away, you know, and together, you know, we can do that. So the why is we're stronger together. The ultimate why is we're going to impact a lot of lives with your help. We're not, it's not like we're coming in and being saviors. We're coming in and saying, hey, we're going to take the lead in setting up this community and this ecosystem of support. And we're going to get into that in a future podcast here shortly about what actually is the vision of this. But we're going to put our foot forward and we're going to say, hey, we're the group. We're the community. We're the people. We're just like you. Jeff and I are private practice dentists. We've walked in your shoes. You'll hear SmileSource say dentists leading dentists. It's an important point. But we need you all. We're gonna set the community, but this is a movement that isn't about us, it's about you. If you're listening to this, you're a private practice dentist and you're proud of that. Like, yeah, it's hard, but I kind of like being an entrepreneur. I kind of like being a leader. I kind of like the challenges and I like the freedom that comes with. Then we need you as a member. We need you in this group. We need you helping your colleagues. And so if we're going to do anything, it's to set the movement started. It's to set the community up. The momentum will be from our members. The momentum will be from the thousands of dentists nationwide that carry that pride on their heart that I am an independent private practice, darn right, and I'm going to continue to do that. So if you're listening, that message resonates you, come on in. You know, go to the Best Practice Association. That's a great place to start. We'd love to have you. We're gonna in a future podcast lay out what the future vision of this. You're gonna see our two entities and communities come together. And again, back to the why is everything I just said is exactly what SmileSource wants to. And we're excited about that. So, Jeff, layer onto the vision before we close this podcast out.
So the vision of this combined group is collaboration, team training, education. I mean, the list will go on and on and on. We don't have any other organization out there that is dedicated to all the pieces that make up independent dentistry. They can't. The ADA, they have to represent all their members, corporate, independent. You know, whether it's the AGD or the ADA or your local constituents, there is nobody who is actually saying to the independent doctor, come over here. You are special and we need to support you because you're right. The corporate entities, because of their economy of scales, get better pricing on goods and services, education. And what we were lacking as SmileSource, you guys at ACT Dental had. I mean, it was made in the stars. You know, Kirk, you are a faithful man. If you know my family, I'm a faith-based person as well. I mean, I have a son who's a Southern Baptist preacher, so I got a walk, man. I said this the other night, Barrett, you know, prayers. We had been looking for a while for that new CEO, that new spark. And people would ask, well, what is taking so long to find this merge that we ended up doing? What is it that we're wanting to do? We're kind of sitting here at SmileSource. And I said this the other night in a previous Zoom call that we happened to be on. God answers prayers. They are not sometimes as quick as we want, but when the prayer gets answered, you will look back and go, I got it. That's why. And truly, I could sit back and say for the last year, why weren't my prayers answered? Why are we not finding that person that needs to be in this merge and et cetera? But the prayer eventually got answered. And I don't look back now. Now I look at it and go, I got it. It was all under control. And so for the future, what do we see the future? Well, growth, size, economies will start to play. You know, one thing that we'll talk about in a future podcast, you know, we have affinity groups. So we have this collaboration. We have peer-to-peer collaboration, I think, sets us apart from a lot of the other so-called GPOs. We are not a GPO. Do we get group purchasing? Yes. Do we get supplies at a better price? Yes. Does it help pay for your membership? Absolutely. That's what pays for your membership. But what will drive your practice to new heights? I cannot put the floor, I can't push that floor down very far, but I can raise the roof. And nobody has ever saved their way to prosperity. They became prosperous because they knew business, they knew how to grow, and they knew how to raise the roof. And I'm going to tell you, I've known Avac Dental for, well, pre-COVID, and just watching you guys and what you do, it was like I said, this was a marriage made in the stars. I will go out there and say, I cannot believe an independent doctor would not welcome the chance to join this group. It will change the trajectory of your practice. It has changed mine. I've been doing this for 36 years. I had a patient said, when are you going to retire? I said, when my hands start to shake too much or I fall over in your lap, you choose which one's going to, I don't know. I love doing what I do. This isn't a job for me. I don't go on vacation. You know, my vacation is to continue to work. I mean, I just love doing what I do. And I'm even more passionate now with this merger.
Awesome.
Love it.
I'm motivated just listening to Jeff. Thank you, pal.
Preach it.
Absolutely.
Preach it.
Preach it. We all believe it. Kirk, close us out. What's the take-home message if, the Barrett Straubs and the Jeff Osbornes that are out there listening, and what should they do? What should they feel? What should they think? And what's coming in the future?
Yeah, so I'll end it with this. Is being an entrepreneur is hard. Being a dentist is hard. Running your own business is hard. Doing it on your own is harder. You weren't meant to do it on your own. And that's what this whole, this whole movement is about, creating the ultimate ecosystem, which we'll talk about more in future podcasts, so that you can feel confident, your team can feel confident that the road ahead is very powerful. So I'm going to encourage you, just like Barrett did, and as Osborne has, like, join us. We'll prove it once you join us. And I'll leave you with one last thought. My mom used to say it. I still say it. I say it to my kids all the time. Be careful of who you're around. You're going to become the average of the five people you hang around with. And my kids go, rah, 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 rah. But it's true. And I think as adults, we should do the same. So as an independent practice owner, you got to say, who are the five people I hang around? Pick some tough friends, because they're going to challenge you to be better. And that's what this community is about. You're going to see amazing people here that are very much invested in your future. So thank you guys for listening today. We've got an amazing lineup of great stuff ahead. Keep tuning in. We're going to keep bringing it. And the future of private care dentistry, independent practice ownership, is very strong. So until we see you guys next time, or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it, so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word, and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.